Hi everyone, Darren Shepherd here, host of 709 Watershed. On this episode, now into our third season, we have Tracy Gibbons of Lumsden. Tracy is the chair of the Lumsden Beach Committee, which has taken the initiative to clean up sandy beaches within the town of Lumsden, and who partner with the town of Lumsden on improvements for visitors to the beach, educational programs regarding the importance of sand dunes and a healthy environment, installation of garbage and recycling bins, public cleanups, and signage to direct people where to park and where not to use their ATVs when on the beach. A volunteer organization, Tracy represents a strong voice for those who love the sandy beaches of Lumsden and who wish to see it enjoyed for generations to come. Hey, Tracy, thanks for coming here this evening to record our 28th show, our third season.
Thank you for having me. It's very exciting.
So tell the listeners a little bit about yourself. You're a social worker by trade and a environmentalist by day.
Yeah, I'm like Batman.
There you go.
No, I wish.
Batgirl.
Yeah, so I'm not originally from here. I actually grew up in Botwood, but my grandmother was originally from Musgrave Harbor. So that kind of gave me this connection to this area. So I kind of knew about the nice, beautiful beaches in Lumsden before it was cool. So I always had that connection. Would always visit in summers. So it was always just a big part of our childhood. The outdoors in general was a big part of my childhood in some capacity. In winter times, it would be snowmobiling, ice fishing, summertime, camping, going to every like nook and cranny in Newfoundland that we could find. And my father, who was a pharmacist, he's retired now. Before he was a pharmacist, was actually in forestry. So I very much absorbed any information he could give me, like when we would be in the woods, like, what's this plant? What's that plant? What does that animal do? You know, so I kind of soaked all that up, and he was just a wealth of knowledge for that. So yeah, the love for an environment has kind of just been, since I was a little kid, it just kind of grew and grew. Went to university and did social work. I kind of don't know how that happens sometimes. I don't know how I didn't end up in biology or like a similar field, but.
Or forestry or something like that.
I don't know that. You know, but I guess I also, the other side of me is I like to help people too. So that's kind of where that went. And I work in the mental health field with social work right now. And social work, if you're not careful, can very much burn you out. So the outdoors has become more important to me than ever, really. I mean, it's where I feel at peace. Like if I'm in the woods or on the beach, like I'm doing good, right? It's kind of like how I get my reset, I guess. So yeah, me and my husband, we lived in St. John's I was in St. John's for like 2 years or 10 years, sorry. And then we kind of decided like, I don't know if the townie life is for us, you know, because he's actually from Lumsden. So that's also the connection there. So both of us being from the Bay, I guess what's the saying? You can't take the Bay from the person or whatever.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think there's another word for it, but yes.
So maybe there's some truth to that. So we kind of thought of it. We decided maybe we'd go into tourism at around here or something. Lucked into a social work position out here, and that's kind of fast tracked, and that's kind of how we ended up here.
Okay.
But yeah.
So like I said, so the social work is your main focus, of course.
Yes.
And then the beaches and the cleanups and Lumsden, everything else, environmental aspect, is a very nice hobby that also helps recharge your batteries.
Yes, 100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds good. Let's do a little bit about the connection now. How did you come about to knowing, well, meeting Kayleen and basically you writing her or she writing you? I'm not even sure the full story yet. and IBEC and our cleanups and our shoreboard stuff. How did you come across that?
My first encounter was I saw someone shared the photos that Kayleen puts up of the Species at Risk project. And so right away I was like, oh, animals, environmentalism. And I just was so excited that something like that existed around here. So right away I started following that, followed her on Instagram, and me and her would shoot each other messages back and forth. And I think she was really excited to have an environmentalist nerd talk to her as well. So yeah, just kind of went from there. And then I followed IBEC on all the social medias and stuff too. And yeah, and I saw that some beach cleanups were being organized in Cape Friels and stuff. And I thought that was really cool. And I started picking Kayleen's brain a little bit. So I asked her, I said, can I call you? She's like, okay. So we had a good conversation about just, she kind of gave me more information on the area, like stuff, issues that she noticed and good things, bad things, and just struggles that she faced, I guess, with her own projects.
It's funny because by and large, there are a fair number of people actually do call Kayleen out of the blue. They ask permission first. but Kayleen does get a lot of cold calls about shorebirds, cleanups, yeah. The beaches, environmental aspects like you're talking about there. So it's when we first started this, we were like, why are people calling us? Now it's like, yeah, someone else just wants more information.
Yeah, and she was so gracious about it. Like she dug up some articles from Mon and sent that to me, and it was great.
She's good. Kayleen, yeah. If you're listening, you're very great. Yes. We're glad to have you, Kayleen. So then that got you hooked, of course, with what we're doing. And then, so when you started talking to Kayleen, was the whole Lumsden thing already on the go then? The whole, or that started after?
It wasn't started.
Okay.
But it was kind of like, in motion.
Okay, so
planning stages, I guess.
Let's give everybody a little bit of feedback here. So, Beaches and Shoreline group on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
What's the formal name?
So, the Lumsden Beach Committee.
Lumsden Beach Committee.
Yeah, but we go by Lumsden Beaches and Shoreline on Facebook.
Okay, and they have almost 700 followers. So, if anybody's out there listening and you want to know about the beaches in Lumsden and whatnot, follow that group. You're in charge of it, or you're in charge of?
Chair.
You're the chair.
Yep.
And you also do the posting?
Yes, right now I do the administrative stuff on the group. Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about a little bit about that stuff. So first of all, how did that start, and why did it start?
The group as a whole.
Yeah, the group as a whole. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
The cause.
Yeah. So like I said, we moved back to this area, and I was just over the moon excited. Like I can't believe I'm going to have full access to the beach and the woods, and I can go there every day instead of like once or twice a year. Couldn't wait. So like you would like start. We would go for evening. A beach wax or in the summertime in the afternoon. And I started feeling just sadder and sadder every time I left the beach. Before I would leave the beach feeling really good, happy. But I started feeling sad, which is like, that's not how you want to feel, right?
I'm curious. Why did you feel sad?
Well, because what I started to see just garbage that was left behind sometimes. It's fragile environments kind of being destroyed and, you know, and by human interactions and by, well, just nature, because we know what the waves are like. So I was like, okay. And this is where the social worker in me comes out. I'm not someone, I can never just sit back and complain or just watch something happen. I have to act. It's just how I am. I'm not going to just do a big rant on Facebook and hope something happens. So I started asking around. I said, maybe there's a group or something already for Lumsden. So I asked around, like, is there like a cleanup group or something? Because I was happy to volunteer my time, you know, just get involved in the community. But no, there wasn't anything around. So then I thought, can I start a group? Like, can I do this? I don't know.
What did your husband say about this?
Oh, he thought it was wonderful.
Oh, okay.
He is just as much of a environmental nerd as I am. Like, like he would be just as much a part of this if I didn't need someone to stay home with my child.
So you get to go outside and you're like, hubby, you're staying home with the child.
Yeah.
I'm going to clean up.
Yeah, one of us gotta take that role on, right? So now, mind you, my son does come. He's only two and he's come to our beach cleanups. He does a great job. He does his best.
That's good.
But anyway, so I wrote a letter to the town council just about my concerns and things that I was seeing, made the suggestion about a committee. And they loved it. They thought it was a great idea. So they said, okay, do a formal proposal. And I did. And I've never done anything like this before. So I didn't really know what I was doing. And they approved it, which was amazing. And then it kind of went from there.
So you work in partnership with the town?
Yes. So it's 100% collaborative. Like we don't do anything without like the town's permission. And the town helps us with stuff. If the town may receive some complaints about the beach or some concerns, like they can pass that on to us and vice versa. So we work together.
Okay.
Because as like any small town, it runs on volunteers. So the more, you know, people we have on board to help out, the better.
And of course, it also helps that the town also has heavy equipment. So
yes,
when it comes to clean
goodness.
Up, like I've seen the pictures there, you know, loaders and dump trucks coming in and picking up stuff. I'm assuming that was all in kind contribution.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. They've been huge support.
This segment of the 709 Watershed Podcast is sponsored by Norton's Cove Studio and Cafe. Visit us in Brookville, along the shore, or on the web at nortonscove.com. Check out our menu or see what new artwork is in the studio, and make sure to follow us on Twitter. Hare Bay Adventures. Do you want to hike along the rugged coastline? Take a rowboat out to one of our many islands. Maybe fishing for trout or salmon is your thing. Visit our storefront for a chat, coffee, and cinnamon bun. Or contact Hare Bay Adventures to make your adventure happen. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Hare Bay Adventures, or visit our website at harebayadventures.com. Town of Indian Bay, the sports fishing capital of Bonavista North and the proud home of Indian Bay Ecosystem Corporation. Town of Gander, offering first-class accommodations, entertaining special events, and our own unique aviation heritage. Gander is known as the welcoming town at the center of the Broadway musical Come From Away. The town of Gander offers a range of cultural and recreational opportunities, making a perfect base for exploring the spectacular natural beauty of Newfoundland's Kittiwake Coast. Visit us at www.gandercanada.com or follow us on Facebook at Town of Gander.
And I guess with the popularity, which leads me into my next question, Lumsden, or is it last year, we had an individual on, Tara from Adventure Central. And apparently last year of the shore itself was a big hotspot for vacationers. Of all the spots on the shore, Lumsden North, the beach, was the place to be.
Mm-hmm.
It was crazy. What have you seen in the last couple of years or since you've been doing this with the popularity, all the people? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it a mixture? Is it, you know, there's more cabins getting built down there now. Some people have said it's actually getting a bit out of hand. Some of the cabins look like houses. I heard Kaylee mention something about they're talking about hooking up power and power poles. And So basically now the cottage lifestyle is going to be turned into a, you know, like the cottage land of Ontario, where you go up and you're go to your cottage and you just turn the heat on and everything is there. And
all the comforts of home.
All the comforts of home, yes. But it's a cottage. So what's your opinion on this? I know this is a hot topic. So.
It certainly is.
Yeah, so do your best.
In general, I think the popularity is amazing because I think about for me when I was younger, we didn't go to Florida. It wasn't a big thing for us. So for me as a little girl to be able to go to a sandy beach in Newfoundland was just magical. I never experienced it before. And the beaches are free. So like any Newfoundlander can come and enjoy like a beautiful day on the beach without having to take a plane ride and that maybe they wouldn't see anywhere else because it's truly like a fairly rare environment in Newfoundland to have. But, there's a big but. So with more people, there comes more trash and litter. More trash and litter means more plastic and stuff in our oceans. More foot traffic, more vehicle traffic, more of a risk to damage to our environments. So the hope is that with the committee and the town council now kind of working together, that we can kind of manage this. I think Lumsden very much just blew up. I mean, the town council went from just having this small town that like Lumsden was very much a hidden gem to all of a sudden everyone knew about it, the entire province, like people driving across the province just to have one day at the beach.
What's the road signs now? They got the new signs up. Small town, big beaches.
Small town, big beaches. Yeah.
Yeah. So, which is actually pretty smart. I actually like the
call. Oh,
that's
lovely.
A very nice name. That's a very nice slogan. And like you said, it was a small town. Then everyone started discovering the beaches.
Yes.
And now it's become like Daytona Beach.
Yes.
Not like Daytona Beach, but I mean, you know what I mean? It is on a, you know, oh, where are we going? Oh, we got to go to Lumsden. Go on the beach for a few weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's funny. The town actually had to add a garbage day this summer to accommodate the extra population in the town over the summer. One garbage day wasn't enough. And that's what we always have because we just have a truck. Like we don't have a big garbage truck. So just to give you an idea. So I think, you know, we're a small town. So trying to play catch up to all the tourists that the town is getting, you know. It's wonderful, amazing. People can enjoy this. It's free. But we have to work together to try to manage it, to keep the beach and the shoreline as is and preserve it, but still allow everyone to enjoy it safely and respectfully.
Do you think it's getting a bit too big too quickly?
I don't know. That's a hard question to ask.
I know, and I'm putting you on the spot.
I think a lot of people benefit from it. Like the local business owners, I mean, they benefit a lot from that, which is great. It's providing a lot of business opportunities for people in town. So, you know, it would have been nice if we almost had some warning. I think if the town had some warning, like, just so you know, you guys are going to get big real quick. But they use social media. That's what turned it. I think like the Staycation NL Facebook page, a few people put up a couple pictures of Lumsden Beach and everyone's like, where is this?
I'll jump into it. When we did our drone footage of Cape Frills, because of all the beaches, I think Cape Frills is still the one that is kind of tucked away and people don't know about it.
It's true, yeah.
And I got to be careful.
Cape Frills is still like...
Yeah, and people down Cape Frills want it to stay that way. So I'm kind of like, okay, we won't push it too much, but you know, we can't stop people from showing up. So the bridge is fixed now, so you can go across it on side-by-side or ATV. Pickup truck, we prefer you do not go across it, but we can't stop people. And like I said, it's kilometers of beaches. And there's been times when Kaylee and I have walked out there to do research. There's nobody. Mm. Like we have I take pictures of it and post it on social media. There's nobody. Mm-hmm. I have a private beach in front of me.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
And it's funny because I'll see that sometimes someone will post like, oh, I went to Lumsden Beach and it was so beautiful, but it was really busy. And then someone will be like, go to Cape Frills. And I think some people from Cape Frills are like, no.
Stay away from our beach.
Want our private beach. Yeah, I know. So there's those pros and cons to it. Eh?
And there's also the traditions of, okay, like you said, tourism is kind of new around here. We're still trying to catch on to the whole tourism gang. Cape Frills is 5 kilometers off the main highway. You then got to go out a little bit to get to the beach. Down Lumsden, all you got to do is take the little right, go on down and it's pass trucks. And
very, very accessible.
Yes.
Which, again, is good and bad.
Yeah.
One good thing is that not the beach committee is working on it, but I think the town, this might be wrong, but they're getting a deck for accessibility. So if someone's in a wheelchair or like has any issues walking, they'll be able to come in onto this deck and have access to the beach, which is like a beautiful thing. But yeah, so it's Lumsden's main beach accessibility is its pros, but also its cons for that reason, because you get a lot of vehicles and stuff going out there. And
this segment of the 709 Watershed Podcast is sponsored by visiting historic Greens Pond. Make sure you include a stop of one of the shore's favorite spots, a beautiful tea room in a saltbox house that dates back 160 years, Ida's Place. Walk back in time while viewing whales from the deck as you enjoy a hot cup of coffee, or see icebergs while savoring one of Heather's famous cinnamon buns. Make Ida's Place your place. First lane on the right after you cross the causeway. Check out Ida's Place on Facebook or call 709-424-2005 for more details. Star Creations. Visit us on the shore in the beautiful town of New West Valley. Check out our huge selection of yarns, fabrics, and unique handmade items. Download our app for an easy shopping experience from Apple Store or Google Play. Star Creations is an authorized Amazon retailer with shipping all over North America. Make sure to follow us on Facebook to stay updated on exciting new products, sales, and events. Star Creations. Everything you need to make your star creation. Town of Gamble. Bookmark our website www.townofgamble.com and follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Town of Gamble. Important notices, festival updates, and much more. Proud to serve the residents of Gamble. Town of New West Valley. Proud sponsor of the 709 Watershed Podcast. Together steering a new course. Visit us on Facebook, Twitter, or our website at www.townofnewwestvalley.ca to explore all that we have to offer.
What's the public reaction specifically in Lumsden? But I'm sure you heard about it from other people as well. What's their reaction to the Facebook group itself and the information that you're sharing, because you share all kinds of stuff related to Lumsden, no matter what it is, and B, the work that you're doing that no one else seems to have been doing before you guys started up. So what's the reaction from the locals?
I think the Facebook group has been great because we've been able to put out like educational stuff that some people already knew about, but others didn't. Some promotional stuff. just some awareness as to some rules that might be in place for the beach and stuff like that. So it's very positive for that. People love seeing the pictures, especially the big, beautiful beach pictures. And the committee stuff, like at first there was, I mean, like anything, there was some hesitancy. So, I mean, people heard like, first of all, I'm not from Lumsden. So, you know, people say, who is this girl and what is she going to do to our beaches? I think there was very much that level of fear because rural Newfoundland is special. People live there because they want to live a very specific type of life. So any idea that that could be disrupted can be really scary. Fair enough. So there was a bit of fear going on there, which again, I think is a natural reaction to change. But we had a public meeting. We had the AGM. It was explained very clearly, like what we were doing. Like, this isn't about taking away anybody's fun. It's just about keeping our beaches clean, safe, enjoyable for everybody, and just providing education.
Because your beaches down Lumsden are a little bit different from Cape Friel's. I mean, our area is more of a protected area.
Yes.
There's shorebirds there. There are specific things going on there that you really don't want to be interfering with. Cape Friel's really, I mean, Lumsden, excuse me, is more of just you can go out and walk in the sand.
Yeah.
You could probably take your ATV and go without trying not to run over anybody. But I mean, you can take your ATV and enjoy it respectively, with speed limits and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You can walk in the sand. You can play in the sand. You can park your vehicles out on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no real issues if everybody is respecting everybody.
Yes.
and stuff like that.
Yes.
When it comes to that kind of stuff, so when it comes to all that, do you see any problems that are starting to rise now with like ATVs or speeding or just like there's cars everywhere and there's no control? What's the biggest thing? Because we have our list in Cape Friel. What's your list of, give me a top three, if you can come up with a top three. What's the top three issues you think that might be at the top of the list for next year? Because you're going to need some signs probably or something else. Or what do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, so this year, the town with the committee also kind of stepped up with stuff like that. So that was a big issue, was the big trucks and cars coming in onto the beach. It was pandemonium. They were parked everywhere. And I mean, what we worried about is little children. I mean, little kids don't look both ways when they're playing on the beach. They are having the time of their lives. They're running around. And with Lumsden Main Beach, or Front Beach, as some people call it, it can dip down really quickly towards the water. And I remember one time walking the beach and there was a little kid like just below that dip and they were covered in sand. And here's vehicles just above the bank. And I'm like, oh my goodness, very scary. So what the town decided to do for this year, they put up signs along kind of not quite the middle of the beach saying don't park beyond this point. So this was the first year for that. So vehicles were, they could come in onto the beach, but they had to stop at a certain point, which kept them away from the water lawn and where all the little kids were playing. That worked fairly well. Most people went for it. I mean, some people didn't like having to haul all their stuff across the beach, but at least it gave some organization. I find when the beach is really busy, there's not so much ATVs, not as much. Generally, the ATVs are respectful when there's a lot of people on the beach, but there's exceptions. And I think this is not a Lumsden problem. It's a Newfoundland problem with like irresponsible ATV use. I mean, I think every single town deals with it. Absolutely.
So pickup trucks, parking on the beach, ATVs when there's really no one around. That's the biggest thing, because like I said, you want people to enjoy themselves but not be winged,
yes,
by an ATV or squished by a pickup truck on the beach.
Yes.
Because that would be bad for business, of course.
Terrible.
Yes. Very bad.
This segment of the 709 Watershed Podcast is sponsored by Supplement King, Canada's number one sports nutrition retailer. Locally owned and operated, they exist to help fuel your goals. Stop by the store on Torbay Road or visit supplementking.ca for next day delivery or free local store pickup. Laurel Guest House. When looking to stay in Indian Bay, consider Laurel Guest House, a three-bedroom bungalow with laundry and kitchen facilities, Wi-Fi, and many other amenities. Conveniently located on Main Street, its location provides quick access to Indian Bay River for salmon fishing and major trail systems for ATV and snowmobile usage. Visit Laurel Guest House on Facebook or Airbnb to book your stay today. Town of Centerville, Wareham, Trinity. Follow us on Facebook or on our main website at townofcwt.com. Shoppers Drug Mart, Conception Bay South and Topsail Road locations, are proud to support the work of the Indian Bay Ecosystem Corporation. Keith Bailey, owner, and his family have a cabin in the watershed where they go to enjoy the recreational activities that it has to offer. Washed Ashore Antiques and Coffee Bar is located at 42 Pickersgill Boulevard in Trinity, Bonavista Bay, on Route 320, also known as the Shore. This unique gym is loaded with lots of personality and character and was awarded Small Business of the Year in 2016. Washed Ashore Antiques has a Facebook page with almost 7,000 followers and is highly recommended on TripAdvisor. Make sure to put this little gym on your to-do list during your next visit to the Shore.
During your cleanups, I noticed your last cleanup, you had a lot of people come out. You've had recycling drives. You have donations that are given to you to help buy bags and stuff like that. When you did your last cleanup, what was the grand total? How many bags or pounds or what was the grand total?
Oh, my goodness.
Do you remember?
I wouldn't be able to tell you when we did our recycling drive. I do not have a number for you. Okay. I can get it for you. But it was huge.
Like yeah, it was big. It was
yes,
a big load.
Yes. Yeah. It like filled the town's
depot.
Little garage yeah. that they had. Yeah. Yes. It was excellent.
So that
it
was good.
Yeah.
And that money then goes into like, you know, garbage bags and stuff like that?
That's going to go to, so all everything we've been fundraising, our first thing that we're trying to raise money for is recycling bins.
Okay.
Because we have garbage bins that go by the beach, but we don't have recycling bins. Okay. So, I mean, you know,
yeah,
we want to be able to recycle too. But I just want to circle back about the uptake, I guess, of how the town, how everyone reacted to the committee, because I think I dragged a little bit. So despite like the initial like fear and hesitation, it didn't take long and everyone just started to have this big appreciation for it, especially after the first cleanup when people saw like how much junk we hauled off the beach. First cleanup we did was actually what we call the back beach. So that's there's the big beach that everyone goes to on the opposite side of North Side that's more popular by the locals. So maybe I shouldn't talk too much about it. And our goal was to have 3 cleanups and to cover the entire shore of Lumsden. And we did. Which is almost like approximately 10 kilometers of shoreline. So we did that. We covered every single inch of our shoreline within from like May, I think was our first one. And I think our last one, I believe, was end of July. So we're pretty proud of that. So yeah, as the community kind of saw that, an overwhelming positivity. And every single time we had a cleanup, more volunteers. And now when you go for a walk on the beach, it's very common for you to see someone else just going for a walk and they got a little bag of garbage. So it's kind of turned into this community thing. There's almost a shame now if you're someone that leaves garbage behind. We even had a group of youth who had a party on the beach this summer, which, you know, that's common. They came back the next day and they cleaned it up. And that was kind of unheard of before.
That is very unheard of.
Yes, yes. Like before, it'd just be like an ongoing issue of people having parties on the beach and just a complete mess. And, you know, it's so windy down there, so it blows everywhere. So we even have our youth, our teenagers really involved in it in general. So it's made a huge impact, I think.
Does your committee work with Windmill Bight at all with their beach, with the park, or is it just in the town limits?
We haven't, but I mean, Windmill Bight also has hired employees,
yes.
right? Whereas we don't have that for the rest of our shoreline.
Yeah. So you're basically focusing on your area.
Yes.
Which, of course, because you're volunteers and stuff like that. And Windmill Bight has its own employees and they take care of themselves. So
yes.
Makes sense. Totally.
Yeah.
When you're picking up your garbage, I always ask people this because cleanups are fun. What's the weirdest thing? Do you remember the weirdest thing that was picked up or someone heard a story?
I made a list of some of these.
Oh, you did? Okay, excellent.
Because I didn't want to forget. Where did I have that? No, I mean, the most popular stuff I think that we pick up is fishing gear.
Yeah, that's the same with ours. Yeah.
Absolutely. Because, I mean, it's so big, it washes up, it gets stuck in the sand, you got to dig it out. So, like, traps, lines, nets, all that stuff. Lots of plastic, cigarette butts, gun shell casings. A lot of those. I didn't know what they were at first. Like, how oblivious I am.
Yeah, you're not from here, are you?
But my father's a moose hunter. Like, I don't know how. I don't know. I didn't. I was like, what are these plastic things? Anyways, they're like, those are gun shell casings. I'm like, oh well, there's a lot of them. Yeah. So weird thing that I didn't find it, but what I saw, car engines, several car engines.
Okay, so there's car wreck somewhere.
Not one, but like several. So we hauled one out with someone side by side. We managed to get that out, but there's still a couple down there, but they're like deep down. Like we need to get a loader down there to dig them up. But yeah, there's some there's some cars down there.
Car wrecks you'll find in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, so yeah. That's an interesting one. But my mother and father-in-law found a set of dentures, like a whole set of dentures. Like someone left their teeth on the beach.
How would you forget your teeth?
Well, and another thing, there's always clothes and shoes. Like, we always joke, like, people must leave the beach naked because we find whole outfits down there.
I'm sure there are some people that have left the beach naked at some point. Yes.
Lumsden was known for a lot of shipwrecks, so there's always, like, unique bits of glass, like pipes.
I was going to say, you haven't found any gold, did you?
I'm not going to tell you if I found gold.
Well, you would probably wouldn't be. Oh, come on. Give me a little penny or something.
But yeah, so a lot of unique things sometimes, because as a result of that, like, sometimes we'll get some shipwreck stuff, we'll wash up the old wooden stuff. But my favorite thing that we've found so far, well, I didn't find it, someone else on our committee did, a coconut.
I saw the post on that, yes.
A whole coconut.
It's a real coconut.
It's a real coconut. It was very worn on the outside. They opened it up and poured up a glass of coconut water, and it was fresh coconut on the inside. So that's my favorite, because people always say Lumsden is, you know, the Florida of Newfoundland, or we're down south. Well, it's happening. We're getting coconuts like pop-ups.
There's a coconut tree somewhere in the town limits of Lumsden.
Yes. If you find it, you'll win a prize.
There you go. So next year, people, come to Lumsden, look for the coconut tree.
But yeah, I thought that was a good find for sure.
What do you think are the major issues now to face the area, to face the beaches moving forward here?
I mean, the two biggest issues is absolutely climate change and human impacts, for sure. Because, I mean, on the one side, you have these rising sea levels. We're getting more vicious fall storms. That's putting our shoreline at greater risk of erosion. You can see it every year. And then the sand dunes are kind of our first line of defense in some areas. And they're kind of built to be washed away and replenished and stuff. But then you also get the human impacts on those sand dunes. So the sand dunes are kind of fighting a double battle, the storms that they're equipped for, and then the human damages as well. So that's causing a bit of issues because, I mean, I think I read, how long does it take for a sand dune to be rehabilitated? A long time. Like,
it's decades.
Yeah, like a really long time. Yeah. So although they can come back, mm-hmm. I mean, it's much easier to protect them than try to build them back.
Yeah.
You know, I think when I did some research, because PEI is really on top of protecting their beaches. And they said that just 10 steps on the grass destroys it. So you imagine now if we have like lots of vehicle traffic going over that grass, it's gone. And that's what stabilizes the sand dunes.
Or ATVs. I mean, like you said, there are ATV tracks just going over sand dunes. So yes. Obviously that is now dead, destroyed.
Yes. So that's one thing we've been trying to provide a bit of education on. Because I think people generally didn't realize what sand dunes do. You know, I think some people do, but I think, like, for instance, until I did a bit of research on it, I knew, I said, these sand dunes must be important. So I started doing some research on it. Kayleen sent me some articles on it. And yeah, they do a lot. They also act as like a well for the beach. They replenish the beach with sand. They catch the sand that's blown away so it's not going all over the road. You know, and they also act as an environment for shorebirds, of course. But I don't know how many shorebirds are nesting in our sand dunes with all the traffic we have, right?
Not very much down Lumsden, but I mean, we're more than happy to share our shorebirds with Lumsden. We have no issue with that.
Yeah, so that's the other concern is like the birds that are around. I mean, how much feeding are they able to do down there? Because we do get them down there.
Yeah.
But with like the ATVs and dogs off leash and stuff like that, it's...
I don't think
they have a big chance.
No, the shorebirds, they'll probably move to Cape Frills or go head down towards Musgrave Harbor.
Right.
They'll be like, okay, we can't stay here, guys. We gotta get flying and move somewhere else because we're going to be run over or dogs are going to eat us or something. So let's go somewhere quiet. And,
yes.
You know, they have enough sense to figure that out. They're like, we're going to leave the humans down there and we'll just go up here and there'll be no one around. Volunteers. If anybody's listening to this and they want to volunteer for you guys, or if they're coming out next summer and they're like, oh geez, well, I'll come out now. While I'm here, I want to find Tracy and be like, Tracy, help me. I want to help you. How do I help you? How do they get in contact with you? Right through the Facebook?
They can just send a message on Facebook or just contact the town directly.
Okay. So either way.
Yep.
And all volunteers.
Yep.
So like I said, don't feel pressure or anything like that.
No. Oh my goodness. No.
No. And like I said, if you're from away, you're more than welcome.
Yes. And I mean, you don't even like, even just if you're walking the beach and you see garbage, pick it up. Don't leave it.
Tracy will track you down.
I say that because maybe you'll see it. If you turn around, it could be gone because the sand will blow over it. That's the thing, is sometimes our beaches look so pristine because it'll be sitting underneath the sand because that sand's blowing around all the time. So, I mean, if you see garbage, pick it up because it could be buried in a couple minutes if it's a windy day.
Yes, that's very true.
You know? Like, so just sand will cover it up. Leave nothing but footprints. It's the best thing you can
and
do.
And take only memories and garbage or bags.
Yes.
Bags of garbage.
Take the garbage.
Tracy, this has been wonderful. Thank you for coming to do this. You're our very first, I got to thank you now. Yes, you are our first Lumsdenner.
Oh my goodness.
Lumsdenite.
I asked my husband this because he's from Lumsden. I said, so what do you call someone from Lumsden? A Lumsdenite? And he's like, I don't actually know. Lumsdenite kind of flows.
Lumsdenite sounds good. Lumsdenite, yeah. Lumsdenner. Lumsden person.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're the first, so that's good. Thank you for coming up here. And like I said, good luck with everything.
Yes.
I know we're kind of in the same business when it comes to the environmental stuff. So
yes.
I'm sure you and Kaylee and probably me will chit-chat and help each other out in the future and see where it goes.
Mm. Thank you so much. And I just want to give a big thank you to also the people of Lumsden for their just support and actually like taking this on and taking like the environment into their hands a little bit and picking up the garbage and stuff. Because I think the town is really, really cares about it now, you know, and they did before, but now you can just really see it every day.
Well, when you got like thousands and thousands of people from outside the town coming
yes.
for this environmental thing.
Yeah.
You kind of got to make it look nice and clean
absolutely.
Up.
Absolutely.
And it also makes them rethink themselves and be like, you know what?
Yeah.
We got to think about the environment ourselves, clean up a bit more, have an extra garbage day because of the extra garbage.
Yes.
You know, if people are coming in and enjoying our beautiful town beaches, the least we can do is make their experience worthwhile.
And for visitors, just, you know, remember that you're going on the beach for free. So, like, you know, there might be sometimes complaints like, oh, the beach should have this, should have that. It's free. I mean, if you would like to make a difference, you can make a donation. And like I said, pick up some garbage.
And if things get really bad, the town will have a toll booth at the start. No, I'm kidding. I don't. That's a really hot topic. We're not going to go there. Tracy, thank you again.
Thank you so much.
That was Tracy Gibbons, chair of the Lumsden Beach Committee. We would like to thank Tracy for taking the time to come into our studio to record this episode and for her overall interest in making Lumsden a better place to live and visit. If you would like to donate to the group, you can do so by emailing Town of Lumsden at townoflumsden@nf.aibn.com for more information. Make sure you subscribe to 709 Watershed on all major podcast apps or bookmark our podcast page on our main website, IndianBayEcosystem.com. For Jordan Nee and Kayleen Stagg, I'm Darren Shepherd. Until next time, take care.